You can be seated. Let's pray together. Lord God, you are. God, you have been so good to us. And God, here we are again, gathered as one body. God, to celebrate you and your gospel. So God, we beg you. God, we beg you to meet with us this morning. So God, as we get ready to take communion, God, I ask that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart would be acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name, amen. Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Oh, sometimes it causes me to tremble, tremble, tremble. Were you there when they crucified my Lord? If you're familiar with these words, you know that they originated from a type of song that has historically been categorized as a Negro spiritual, which was simply a song which was sung by African American slaves as they worked on American plantations. These songs would be sung in order to remind them of the hope that they had despite the desperate situation as slaves. But as beautiful as this song is, I'd like to borrow the question that's raised because I think it's a good one for us to consider this morning. Were you there? Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Do you see yourself as an active participant in the crucifixion of Jesus? Imagine it. Judas betrays him and you're his accomplice. The crowds are chanting, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" And your face is in the crowd. The soldiers are mocking him, and you stand with them. This is the reality of what our sin seeks to do. It seeks to dethrone God even when it means killing him. Our sin seeks to plot and scheme in ways which are treacherous. C.J. Mahaney says it like this. He says, "We were there, not as spectators only, but as participants, guilty participants, plotting, scheming, betraying, bargaining, and handing him over to be crucified. But Jesus has been so kind to those of us who believe. As we aided in his betrayal and joined in the refrain of crucify him, as we enjoyed mocking him, Jesus does what none of us would have ever thought about doing. He continues on to the cross and dies for the very sins that we were committing as he went. He became our betrayal. Jesus became our sinful mocking. He became the sinful, boastful chanting that we participated in. Now, knowing that we participated in the death of Jesus is a great starting point, and it's essential to our understanding of the gospel. But answering yes to that question is not what makes the gospel such good news. So with that in mind, we need to consider a second question. Will you be there? Here's what I mean. In the book of Revelation, the apostle John received the vision of things which were to come, and he closes his letter telling of the things which he saw, and listen to what he says. In Revelation chapter 21, John writes, "Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, 'Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people, and God himself will be their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore, for the former things have passed away.'" You see, as God is wrapping time up and bringing it to a close, there's another crowd. There's a group of people who are seen as righteous because of Jesus' work at the cross, and as a result, God will spend eternity dwelling with them. And the question is, will you be there? Will you be there when the people of God are finally able to enjoy God forever without any hindrances? For those of us who have placed our faith in Jesus and are continually seeking to turn away from our sins, then the answer is yes, I will be there. And if that's you, then you can shout, "I will be there," with as much confidence as you did with the crowds when the refrain was, "Crucify him." You can boldly proclaim, "I will be there," all because of the blood of the Lamb. So as we prepare to take the bread and the juice, if you haven't turned away from your sin, then we beg you to repent and place your faith in Jesus. This is a time reserved for believers who see themselves as guilty participants in Jesus' death, but who also by faith eagerly wait to dwell with him. So if that's you this morning, when the bread and the juice get to you, please take joyfully and celebrate your reconciliation to Jesus. So men, will you please come serve us?